sit in any pose most convenient to you. Go on, bring it. Sit in any pose, please, most convenient to you. But mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight. Once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Don't move, please. Be still. Still movement going on. Now close your eyes. Don't think of the world outside for a while. Don't pay any attention to the environment in which you are sitting. When you close your eyes, the flesh and bones, they do not work. There's something else that sees darkness. That is called the inner eye, or the third eye, or the single eye. With the inner eye, look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Just look intently, minutely, penetratingly, and constantly to find out what is in there. Don't change, please. Don't realize anything, don't premeditate anything. Just look into the darkness, what is in there. Fix your gaze. Repeat the names of God lovingly, mentally, at intervals, not in quick succession, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. Continue looking constantly without break until you are asked to leave. Leave off, please. Leave off, all of you, please. Those who have seen master's form in meditation, they for future guidance, please. Those who have seen master's form, they should absorb whole attention into his being. So much so you forget yourself, you grow receptivity, he will talk to you as he has come today. Those who have seen only red light or only white light, they should put in more attention to him by regular practice, that will grow bright and burst. Those who have seen bright light today, they should put in all attention, that will burst and further master form will come up. Those who have seen golden light, master form always comes within that. Those who see blue sky, they should have the stars. Those who have seen stars, about 180, they should ask the big star or big moon or small moon about 89 your seen, and then put in whole attention that burst, you'll cross it. 16 of the you'll cross it. Those are seen only flashes of light of any color, they should continue looking constantly without break. They may pass away. Then that they will stay, then they stay, look into the middle of it, that will grow bright and burst. All the way will be up. Now, any of you, those are not seen any light, only pitch dark, they should stand up, please. No question, high or low. Those are same light, they should continue sitting. Only those who have seen only pitch dark. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, let them go aside, please. And have another sitting, I will explain to you.
Come over here by this table, please.
Yes.
Right over here by this table.
Just understand first. Look here first. Understand before you go. All have seen something. What is wrong with you? Something about your life first. Are you maintaining diaries? All of you? And love, those are. Not no. One. The other. You're not keeping one. Anyone else? You are keeping diary? Then hand out. That's all. Diary should come regularly. You must criticize yourself as you criticize others. Don't spare yourself. And whatever feelings you have got, just weed them out. Further, were you aware of the breathing going on? You? Or headache? Or body has been numb or heavy? Any of the three. And the fourth one is body sitting, you are rumbling outside. Now sit down, quiet, relax, but straight. Once you're down, don't change, breathe. Close your eyes, don't think of the world outside for a while, and pay no attention to the body below. Just put in whole attention into the middle of darkness in front of you. Whole attention, not the rumbling outside. And repeat the names at intervals. And sit down unless you have to leave. Go, please.
Yes, come on,
this is the most important thing.
You leave, get a room, right over the last
out of this cloud, if 6, 7 are not seen, that is their fault, you see. Science is very definite that 2 and 2 make 4. When the masters come, you know what they say. They address, look here, then be attentive, please. One may man go well, there are 6, 7, or so many have stood up, you see. They're ashamed of standing up. This is wrong. These some people here in giant. Those who come for the judgment, we should not have come. Let us be a little more strict. Now what I said to say, masters come, they address you. Not according to the labels you are carrying of one religion or the other, they simply address you as man. Not as man only, but as a soul and soul body. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. They come, they want each soul to go back to the home. Soul is conscious entity, its home is not here. Man body has been afforded to you as a golden opportunity to enable you to go back home. So their death, O soul, hear me attentively. Your beloved lives in the high heaven. We are in the physical heaven now, you know. There's astral heaven, there's causal heaven, there's super causal and beyond. Your beloved lives in the highest heaven. Why don't you go up? You say, we don't know. They say, I tell you why you're not going. He says, because you are in the control of mind, you have made a, struck a false friendship in mind. So just break this friendship, please. He is a friend, he is an enemy in the form of friend. He will always keep you earthbound through the outgoing faculties. I remember there was a guru of the Namdhari sect. One CID man was tied to him. He is a very much, very servant, very noble, always at his beck and call day and night. But he was a man of the CID, Confederation Government Department. So he took him to the exile. And then when he was in exile, he said, all right, friend, I have done my work. You see, the mind is such a friend like you. He will take, always keep you bound to the earth. Won't let you go. Don't listen to him. He is he of the same essence as that of, what you say, Satan. You follow me? So Master says, look here, your beloved is in the highest heaven. You are bound down by the mind, who appears to be a very fast friend, but he is fast friend, the outer one, but inner he is your foe, your enemy. He will always keep you on the earth. Now, what to do? Can it break this friendship? Let it be little, what you say, relax. Don't have that friendship day to day more fast, more strong in you. Just because you see, mind also takes strength from us. You withdraw your attention, what can the mind do? Now, how to withdraw your attention from the mind and from outside things, outgoing faculty? You can sit at the feet of some master. Will let you know how to withdraw your attention. So then you will get, if you break your friendship with the mind, you will have a place which is eternal. You are not to come back at any time. If at all you will have to come back, you will come back as to guide the child of humanity. So the only way back is to how to we extricate yourself from mind, friendship. Mind control is very long, you see. In the physical body is your pinniman mind, physical mind. In the astral body it is astral mind. In the causal body it is causal mind. That is very long rope, you see. Three planes are under control. So, just sit at the feet of the Master who will give you a way up and guide you every day to extricate yourself from the bonds of mind. He says, this body that you are wearing, it is of the negative power, made of matter. You will have to leave this man body someday. Guru Nanak says your body has been betrothed with negative power. It will take you away. Don't be attached to it. After all, you have to leave someday, sooner or later. Even if you do not like to take, even then you leave separated from the body. So this is not your true home, your conscious entity. Your true home is true home of your Father, which is of all consciousness. So Master comes from time to time to tell you what God sends them to bring you back home. He says, well, you are of this, you are eternal, why not enjoy yourself there? What is there lying in here? After all, you have to leave the body. Of course, you have got the golden opportunity of the man body in which you can go back home. So here, what entangles you in the body? There are 10 outgoing faculties. One of eye, sight through the eyes. One is hearing through the ears. One is a smell through the nose. One is a stays through the tongue, and the other contact with the skin. These are 10 outgoing faculties which are round your neck, dragging you to the outside world. So these outgoing faculties, you receive impressions from all outside, from day to day. And you are so far, you are attached to them, you cannot leave them. So this is the disease. And there, in the body there are 10 doors. 2 of the eyes were apparent, 2 of the nose, 2 of the ear, mouth, and 2 underneath, these are apparent. 9 doors. And there's a 10th door also. Thank God, that is also within this man's body. But that is at a high level, where these 9 doors end there above, the 10th door is there. Where at the time of death, soul is withdrawn from all outside and from the body below, and the eyes are upturned, that back the eyes. That's the 10th way back to God. So that is in darkness first. When you withdraw your attention from us, you see darkness. So how to penetrate darkness? This is little thought or way up given by your master, you succeed. You may be lying there for years, and that won't be up. It is said in Bible, you see. What you see, many prophets could not see. That you hear, many prophets also could not hear. They said there, the straight is the gate, narrow the way, will lead it to life. Many tried, but did not find it. So this cannot be opened without the help of a world-made flesh man. So you will open, when you rise above the 9 doors, you open, knock the door. But you have knocked the door, and it shall be opened unto you. That door lies above the 9 doors. That is closed. Knock, and he will open to you who is within. If you hear his voice, then Christ shall sup with you, and you will sup with me. Take cross daily. Here, like that. Die daily. What a dying. Leaving the 9 doors, eyes are upturned. This is a practical only. Dying one alive. So this is again and again master come and tell you. To all men alike, whether you are of the east or the west, north or south, you see, when you are bearing one label or the other, that makes no difference. These bodies are made of flesh. But you are not the flesh. You are the soul, conscious entity. That power which moves this body, that you are. And that also is controlled by some higher power within you, who is God into expression power. Simply you have to withdraw from outside, nothing more. You have to do no penance. Not you have to dig any earth, you see. It's only not to think of what else, withdrawing attention from outside. And even if you try, come back to the eyes, then little boost is required. Even to be withdrawn from outside. We are so much identified with outside, we cannot differentiate ourselves. Some help is required. How to be way up? How to be up? That requires the attention of someone who is in whom God's grace is working. Fortunate those are who have got such a one, who have come in contact with such a one who helps you in that way. And that is the grace of God working through him. Because we are all his children, he wants all children to come back home. And they tell us, well, look here, why don't you go back? I sent you into the world. You are so much intoxicated, what you don't want to come back home. Come back. Have your enjoyment forever. These are the simplest teachings of masters. And they help you. Not only say you go your own self, but they help you how to withdraw from outside. With little way up. And with all this confession, you people don't go on with it. What should I say? How unfortunate we are if we don't do that. This is a work which is concerned as our very personal work, very private, most private work, which concerns us. And nobody else can help you in that. And it is you have to withdraw from outside. Nobody else will do it for you. It is you who have to leave your body. Nobody else will leave your body at your side. So how to conquer that? No escape from it. Then learn to die so that you may begin to live. These are in nutshell very simple teachings of the Master. For the yogis and the sattvas, hundreds of years, you get in no time. Out of so much talk, how many? Only 6 or 7 were there. They are Christians, they are not doing the right way. Even with all these concessions, you do not go on. God knows when you do it. So, fortunate you are, you are here. Make the best of the time. And also continue doing that, the foremost private work. Those who have been connected with you, with the flowing pen of God, respect them, pay off debt. You know? But have your way back to God. Also help others who have come in contact with you to go back home. That's what I can say.
So based on interviews...
So will you please get back and make your way?
So would you move back? We'll bring them up on this side of the Master and you can go on into the park.
So make the best use of the time you are here during the day. It is a picnic, both of food also and also the spiritual picnic.
Yes, there will also be a darshan at 4 o'clock. Be a darshan here at 4 o'clock, and I still have your questions that weren't answered yesterday.
All right. All others. Let us squeeze back.
Those who have
been interviewed, they should say others may please go.
Those who have never got interviewed, they should come.